Hey there, it's Greta B. For this episode of Dr. She's Healthspan Insider, I got to turn the tables on him. I put him in a hot seat. We hear a lot about NAD, and Dr. She talks about NAD optimization. What the heck does that mean? Anyway, I got to turn the tables. I put him in the hot seat. So I hope you enjoy this episode of the Healthspan Insider, where Dr. She gets put in the hot seat. Hi, this is Greta Blackburn, sometimes known as the telomere diva, but now I'm known as the NAD diva. There you go. I have allowed Dr. Jincheng Shi, the host of this podcast, Healthspan Insider, to allow me to roll reverse, to put him in the hot seat here, because I'm such a huge fan of his product and what it does, and actually everything that he does is biomarker tests, the whole shebang. But thank you, Dr. Shi, for letting me put you through this.
It's always my pleasure to talk to you, Greta.
Perfect. Thank you. The reason that I wanted to do this is because I'm such a fan of everything that you're doing, but I want people to get to know you. I mean, many of them do. But more importantly, you talk all the time about NAD optimization. But before we get into that conversation, I want you to explain how a diabetes expert, a genomic scholar, and a professor, a guy with a CV that's about 2 miles long, became the king of NAD. What's the story?
Well, in my entire scientific career of a little over 40 years, I have always been about disease prevention. And in order to prevent diseases, especially aging-related diseases, you must have great biomarkers. Biomarkers that can predict what might happen in the future, years ahead of something that might happen. Let's say we can take any kind of aging-related diseases, whether it's cancer, diabetes, cardiovascular disease. We actually can pick up signs mostly molecularly or physiologically, years before the clinical symptom can be detected. And I worked very, very hard for the last 40 years to identify these predictive biomarkers that can help us to prevent major diseases. And my specialty was actually first in diabetes, especially type 1 diabetes, and then cancer. I'm not very well known in cancer, but I had over 20 years of experience in cancer research. And my cancer research program was bigger at the Medical College of Georgia than any other cancer research labs. And so I really love to figure out ways to identify risk factors and then come up with prevention strategies. And when about 5, now 6 years ago, I became very interested in aging and longevity. That's because aging is, you can call it a natural process, but you can slow down the aging process so we can live much longer. But more importantly, we want to extend the number of healthy years that we can live. And the only way that we can do it now, I believe, is through identification of risk factors as early as possible, and then use the information we identify to come up with personalized precision intervention strategies. The earlier we do, and the more precisely we do, the better outcome we can achieve. So I really wanted to use the knowledge and expertise I gained over 40 years and apply to the rapidly advancing scientific field of anti-aging or healthy longevity. I believe I can make a difference. And I'm very happy to say that we have actually made a major difference. And we're about to make even more differences in people's lives. That makes me really happy, helps me to get up early every morning and stay working later night. And I probably shouldn't say I do get enough sleep. And that's important to mention. And this is, I'm having the best time of my life because I really enjoy what I do. I enjoy the benefits and the help that I have been able to provide to thousands, if not tens of thousands of our, I don't want to call them customers. Actually, they are, many of them are my friends, personal friends, or colleagues. It's a great, great experience.
You know, you just mentioned you enjoy the benefits. Just a quick sidebar, because I know I've heard you say that your tennis game, let's talk about really fun, superficial benefits, kind of superficial. Yeah. Tell us about your tennis game.
Well, I've been a tennis player for over 40 years. And starting in my late 30s, I had to take a Tylenol before I play tennis. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to recover for a long, long time. And I had to warm up for almost an hour before I can, you know, start seriously playing. And that has been going on for almost 20, actually over 20 years until about a couple of years ago. And now probably 3 years ago. That's when I started managing my health through supplementation and other approaches as well. I'm happy to report back to you and my listeners that my tennis game now is better than my later 30s. I don't need to take a Tylenol to play tennis, and I can play 4 hours of competitive tennis twice a week, and I recover almost immediately. And to a large degree, I attribute this to the NAD supplement that we have developed. And, you know, my case is actually not isolating the case. And we've seen this in many individuals who got their NAD optimized. You know, we'll talk about optimization. This is a key word. Optimization is the key.
And we're going to get there. And I'm just going to speak to the less inflammation, because for me, I'm a gym rat. I'm a fitness magazine founding editor, and I've been involved in many of the very current trends at the very beginning in fitness. I was at a point where I was so depressed about my workouts because I hurt from head to toe. And when my NAD, when I'm rigorous with my NAD and I'm compliant, I had a workout this morning. I was doing stuff with my hips and my knees, and I was amazing myself. But let's back up a minute. So your background, hugely academic, a professor, blah, 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 as you said. But let's go back to that 3-4 years ago. You had to make a pretty, I'm going to say, bold decision. You're a family guy. You got cute little kids. You've got a great wife who's also a scientist. So you just said, hey, I'm pulling the plug on everything we're doing. I'm going off into a new thing. Sorry. I hope we keep a roof over our head. I mean, what's that look like?
Well, it was a pretty risky and gutsy move. And, you know, I was a full professor, director of a large research center. And I had, 70 to 80 PhD, MD scientists working under my supervision. And, you know, I had a great life. And, you know, for, you know, various reasons, I thought that I had to make a change. And because the number one reason is, as an academic scientist, you write papers, you write grants, you know, you get more research dollars to do more discoveries. But by and large, the discoveries we make in the laboratory never have a chance to get into a practice or have a chance to change anyone's life. There are different types of scientists. Many of them are interested in making theoretical discoveries. That's great, that we need it. But to me, I not only I want to make discoveries, but more importantly, I really want to see my discoveries become products, services that can immediately change people's lives, change society for the better. So I made a decision that, well, it's time to do something different. I published over 400 papers. That's enough. Publishing another 100 or 200 papers will not fundamentally change what my contribution would be to society. And I'm glad that I made this transition, because every day I have individuals coming to me and telling me how grateful they are and how much benefit they have got from what Gymfinity does. And that means everything to me. And I would never regret the decision I made.
You know, I'm going to go back to the tennis analogy. There's an expression when you're talking about something like, well, what does that look like on the court? What does that look like on the court? And so in this case, you have all this expertise, all this research, but what does it look like on the court? How does it change people's lives?
Well, just imagine, I had 70, 80 high-level scientists, working, with me or for me, whatever. I don't want to say they work for me, but I usually say they work with me. I respect everyone who work with me. That's how I am. I had five secretaries, okay, who managed my life. And then you walk into a tiny place we rented, is me and my wife. We had no support, no money, and pretty much no nothing. So we had to, we had some savings, and we exhausted almost every penny of our savings in the first 2 years or so. And we had no way to know whether what we were going to make it or not. I may have to go back and find a teaching position somewhere.
Take a day job.
Yeah, and get a day job. I'm fine. I'm not very materials stuff, cars, boats, stuff. It's not that important to me. And what I value the most is what I want to do. I believe in what I want to do, and how can we make it happen? And we worked very hard. And we had two young kids, and at the time was one was 6 months old, another one was four and a half years old. So we had to manage two young kids, starting a lab without any commercialization experience, and not much money. We had to figure out whether we spend the money on the business or spend money to buy food. But we managed it, and now at least we don't have to make those tough choices anymore. It was hard, but I think it's totally worth it.
I love this. It's your own little sort of Horatio Alger-ish story. Let's start to dig in a little bit to one of your favorite topics, which is NAD, given that you're the king of NAD. But before we talk about this optimization that you are talking about ad infinitum, ad nauseum, but it's great, let's just talk about the NAD molecule. You've said that because people sell NAD, or people go, oh, I'm taking NAD. And you've made it very clear that the NAD molecule itself can't get into the cells. Please explain that distinction.
Yes, so the NAD is what we call a dinucleotide. And a dinucleotide is relatively big and cannot get inside the cells because of its size. And bigger molecules in general cannot penetrate the cell membrane by itself. So they need to get inside the cells through some kind of transporters. But so far, no transporter has been found for the NAD molecule. So it's generally agreed that the NAD molecule is too big to get inside the cells. So the ways that you can increase or optimize, as I prefer to say, the NAD levels are usually through giving our body the precursors or smaller component of the NAD molecule. And they get inside the cells and they are used by the cells to make the NAD molecule. And there are many different types of precursors that we can dive into the details if we have time. But almost every single scientist in the NAD field agrees that NAD cannot get inside the cells.
So, with the proper cocktail of precursors, because there are different versions, and we'll get to that a little bit, but you have the proper cocktail because you have the data. So let's just, for right now, let's just know and assume that your cocktail is the holy grail of precursor cocktails. So with that proper cocktail of NAD, of getting precursors of NAD, when that gets into the cells, what are the benefits? What happens?
So let's talk about the normal function of the NAD molecules. NAD is a coenzyme. The coenzyme is a compound or a molecule that helps other enzymes to function. NAD is so important because it's involved in the function of over 500 enzymes. So NAD is almost involved in every single cellular process process that our cells carry on every, all the time. So the number one function of NAD is the production of a molecule called ATP. So ATP is the cellular energy for the cells. It's like the gasoline of your car. So if you don't have gasoline, your engine wouldn't start and your car wouldn't move. Without ATP, our cells wouldn't function, our muscles don't function, and we cannot walk. If we don't have enough ATP or enough NAD to make ATP, survival beyond a few minutes is impossible. That's how important it is. Now, just by this function alone, it would make NAD one of the top three molecules in life by this function alone. Think about the other 500 or more functions that the NAD molecule helps, such as DNA repair. You know, the repair of damaged DNA, that's a cause for cancer, the major cause for cancer. And how well you sleep, that's regulated by the NAD molecule. The control of inflammation. You know, we will get back pain, muscle pain, and because of health conditions or over-exercise, and NAD is a very potent anti-inflammatory compound. And how we regulate our immune system, how we regulate allergies, asthma, and that all, NAD has a contribution to all these different aspects. Mental clarity, the development of various neurological conditions, Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, addiction, and they are all associated with deficiency in NAD. You know, I can sit here and go on and on. Just naming any any kind of function, normal physiological function, there is probably not a single one that does not involve NAD.